The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Friday the 13th. It's Friday the 13th plus 7. And let's see, if I did well in math in the fourth grade, it would mean that today is the 20th. How's my math, Jennifer? Okay, right?
You're pretty good there, Dougie.
Not bad. Okay, Friday the 20th. We are two-thirds of the way through the month of June. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn at my side. Let's see, on my left is Jennifer Horn. On my right is Ken Kessler. And right in front of me is, I have actually had two fellas right in front of me today. I have Dennis, who's here with me in the CBS studios in New York, and then I have Michael, who's down in our affiliate, originating studio in Washington.
Dennis a menace?
Dennis is not a menace.
Okay, right.
Dennis is very sharp. He's on the ball. He's got things ready for us to get started. So let us begin with the United States of America sending military advisors to Iraq. Let's see, who would be considered to send Colin Powell, do you think? He'd be a military advisor.
That'd be a good one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Who else? If you were to pick the best military advisors, the best military minds we have, who would we send? The best military minds.
I think it's slim these days, huh?
Yeah.
General Petraeus.
Petraeus would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you think people are still chuckling about his relationship with that lady, or is that pretty much over?
I think that's probably
discussion.
Over.
Yeah, I think that.
Yeah,
what will he be best remembered for, Petraeus? You know how people are. I think that most people will remember him.
You know, I think he actually got lucky, and I don't think his relationship.
I think he got lucky on more than one occasion.
Well, yeah, but I don't think exactly. I'm sure he got lucky, yeah. But I don't think people remember that so much.
Really? Well, I guess it depends on how you get lucky and who you get lucky with. But anyway, all right. So
the rug.
Mm-hmm. Schwarzkopf is gone, so we can't send him over there. All right, so who's next? We got Colin Powell. Come up with a list of, and Schwarzkopf is not here. I just said that.
You know who I'd nominate? Jack Bauer. I would send him immediately.
Really? Send Bauer over?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about Dean Smittle? Yeah. Colonel Dean Smittle. The reason we're chuckling about him is because he often turns up when we listen around, Kenny and I listen around to various talk radio programs and to what, you know, when there's an issue that has to do with the military, oftentimes local hosts call on Dean Schmittel, especially one
man.
Of the fellows in Cincinnati that we listen to a lot. So Dean is he's a veteran, let's put it that way. All right, so who else do we send? I think we've got enough. Who do we have?
That would be a dream team. Gosh, if you could get Petraeus and you could get Colin Powell and right. Jack Bauer
yeah,
over there.
Yeah.
I mean, what else do you need, really?
All right, what are they going to do? These 300 military advisors are going to, be ready and prepared to possibly involve themselves in a targeted and precise military action sometime in the future, so says the president. What does that all mean?
Nothing.
Well, it means that they are ready to protect the embassy, perhaps. But what else is there over there that's an American asset? Well, actually, everything is, because we rebuilt pretty much the whole country. So, targeted and precise military action. And what say people about that, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What are we? Yesterday, you sort of indicated to me that in the kind of comments you were getting were the same old, or at least that they all agreed. Is there any disagreement, or is it all pretty much that same thread?
There's some on both sides now. Chase says Iraq was less of a threat when Saddam Hussein was in power and just a danger to his own people. Soon it will be Al-Qaeda who is in control over there.
I was falling asleep last night in the hotel where I am in New York. I was watching an old episode of Castle, and the plot line.
My boyfriend.
Yeah, I know that. I almost forget that. Yeah, the plot line was about somebody who was trying, who had the technology and the understanding of how to create World War III, and a headline on the bulletin board in his hidden office was "America surrenders, 22 million Americans dead." This was June 2017. And I thought to myself, how eerie that is. I don't hold that thought, but some people do. There are many people. You look around the world, you see the problems in Iraq, you see the problems in Ukraine, you see actually all over. There's more Israeli-Palestinian stuff. The country that has been trying to hold everything together, that's us, doesn't seem to be able to hold things together, whether it's the, is it the significance that our leadership's not that great, the advisors we send to somehow mitigate these things, like John Kerry is a negotiator, is he that good? All of it boils down to the same thing, though, in my mind. There's so much turmoil, and one wonders why. I know I'm a Pollyanna.
Like sticking gum into a boat with a bunch of holes in it.
But why is there so much trouble? Why do people not give thanks when they wake up in the morning for having a... I walked down the street. I was on the phone with Meredith, walking down the street in New York on my way to the studio, and thinking, what a beautiful morning. The sky is clear, the air is fresh, kind of fun. I walked into this little joint and got some yogurt and a muffin and a drink, and the guy didn't have change for 100, so there's a guy behind me who was, well, the guy behind him made change, and then this girl walks in off of the street, and she needs a dollar's worth of quarters for the bus, and the guy gave me my change in quarters, so I gave it to the girl, and she wanted to give me a dollar. I said, no, that's okay, go ahead. And she looked at me like there was something wrong with me. I looked at the guy behind the counter who could barely speak English, said, this is New York! But it was beautiful. Why is it that people have to find something troubling? Why can't you just look around and find something that's good and start your day with something that's good? There is so much around. The Ukraine, by the way, is a beautiful country. Iraq, having been there, one of the great things about my life has been the fact that I've traveled to all these places. And Iraq has...
Even Iraq, slept in...
I slept in one of the Uday's son's bed for four or five nights.
That's so creepy. I can't...
It was pretty creepy.
Oh.
But
did you hear that they might have found weapons of mass destruction there?
No, where?
In Iraq?
No. Really?
Yes, finally, they found, all kinds of weird stuff.
The ones we left there.
Yeah. It was all over Twitter last night.
Yeah, really, yeah.
I guess they were there after all. Sorry about that, G-Dub.
Okay, so what else on Twitter, Kenny, before we leave this and go on to something that's more fun?
Jesse says, we lost a lot of troops in Iraq. If we let it go now, then they died for nothing.
Yep, there's something.
I kind of feel that way too.
Something to be said for that. I've said
setting Al Qaeda up with the country is. There's something very disturbing about that. Isn't it?
Well, we did. That's what we did.
I know.
And that's what's. So we're going to stay there and keep fighting them. They're like ants coming out of an anthill.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere, and there are all these different groups, subgroups, splinter groups, and they all have something in common. They don't like the way of life that others in the world lead that's not like theirs. That's a sort of roundabout. They don't like us, but they don't like us because we're not like them. How many of you don't like other people because they're not like you? How many people don't like people of other religions? How many people, you don't kill about it, but...
I was going to say, I don't think I dislike people of other religions.
But
I think there are people who do. I'm sure there are, but...
There are people who don't like... Democrats don't like Republicans. Tall people don't like short people. White people don't like black people. People with one eye don't like people with two. That kind of stuff. It gets to the point of being absurd. And this whole... All of the wars, all of the fighting, all the facts that come to the table when you... Listen to people because they don't like this person, they don't like that. They're all absurd. We're on this little ball. When you look at the contextually, it seems like the Earth is big. When you take a ride, get on a big airplane, and you fly from one big city to another big city, it seems like it's so big. But then you stand back and look at our country in comparison to some of the other countries on the planet, not so big. You look at the planet in comparison to other planets, even the solar system, not so big. Look at our solar system in comparison to other solar systems in the galaxy. Not so big. Look at this galaxy in comparison to other galaxies. Not so big. So, what's the big deal here? Let's just have some fun and stop with all the other nonsense. I say that, and then the next breath out of my mouth is this fellow who is from Philadelphia, Kenny, who was stationed outside the Nazi camp at Auschwitz, wasn't responsible, so he says, for the deaths of Jews and others. However, there are people in positions of authority who think this guy was guilty of crimes. He's 89 years old. What else do we know about him?
Retired machinist, born in Czechoslovakia, joined the SS at age 17. German authorities opened an inquiry against him on suspicion he was an accessory to the killings of hundreds of thousands of Jews as a guard at Auschwitz.
How do they find these guys at this point? How many years after the fact? How do you find these people?
Twitter.
There's a
Twitter.
There are. That's what's the name of the group that still hunts for the Nazis? There's a group that is, and I remember talking to some of the members of this group at one point in time, but I can't remember what their name is.
I believe they're called the Nazi Hunters.
No. Well, no. There's another name for them. It sounds more official. But yeah, they're still out there beating the bush and trying to find these people that were responsible for all of the horror at Auschwitz and other places. Whew. That's got to be a tough job. Who wants to do that? 888-302-3684. Okay, so we have ourselves established here in this Hour of the Good Day program. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Jennifer at DougStefan.com or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day 18 after the hour.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you can get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening? Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Right now, during Guitar Center Storewide Savings Event, every single new guitar, keyboard, and acoustic drum set is on sale. Exclusives from brands like Gibson, Breedlove, Martin, Pearl, Tama, Yamaha, and Korg. Live sound gear from JBL, QSC, and Mackie. Now through Sunday, you'll find deals like Fender USA Series electric guitars and basses up to $200 off our everyday guaranteed lowest price. At least 15% off all acoustic drum sets, plus over $2 million in clearance guitars priced below our cost. Guitar Center Storewide Savings Event, now through Sunday.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery and $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
I'm
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Of lyricist Jerry Goffin, who wrote these words. Crank it up, Michael. Sherelle doing a Carole King Jerry Goffin song. And at the time they wrote this, they were husband and wife. He passed away yesterday at the age of 75. Responsible for hits like this and Aretha's A Natural Woman. Again, great lyric contest.
You came along.
Listen to
claim it.
Stories they weave together.
I didn't know just what was wrong with me. Till your kiss helped me claim it.
This is such a perfect song for her. Other Jerry Goffin, Carole King songs. The Drifters worked out something that was very special for them called Up on the Roof.
When this whole world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space.
The list list of songs these two wrote together in the late 50s through the late 60s, early 70s. Amazing. Just on and on and on. Carol herself did a version of this song. Again, testimony to really good creative juices flowing when the two of them were really in love. I think that's what inspired all of this. Carole King, Jerry Goffin, her first husband dying. He was responsible for the lyrics of a lot of the songs that she put music to. So, acknowledging that. Moving on to some of the fun from the late night shows. Jimmy Fallon starts off with his monologue.
Marijuana activists have filed a lawsuit against Colorado's governor to protest paying taxes on the weed they buy. And by file a lawsuit, I mean they wrote "Not Cool Bro" on a placemat. An IHOP.
Don't mess with me, man.
A Florida man woke up this week to find his pickup truck and prosthetic arms had been stolen from his driveway. Police are investigating the crime, but are no closer to learning how the victim got into his house.
Why would somebody steal somebody's artificial arms? What the heck do you do with them?
That's a great question. I don't know. Give somebody a hand.
Tip your waitress.
Welcome to Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, Times columnist Maureen Dowd gets accidentally stoned. What are your comments?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's both sides question for Reagan and Lowry. Just as Colorado is tallying up the revenue and costs of its marijuana legalization, columnist Maureen Dowd got accidentally stoned. Will she reevaluate her views of legalization?
If you consume excessive volumes of alcohol, bad things are going to happen to you as well. And my understanding is that she was warned by the people out there to be very careful with the edibles, and she ate an entire bar that you're only supposed to eat a tiny piece of, and mayhem ensued.
I think we have a consensus alert here. Maureen Dowd was really, really foolish, and yes, she didn't pay any attention. But this is a potential problem for the marijuana industry, which is getting off the ground here in Washington State, too. But the edible question is a tricky one, because you are going to have people who haven't smoked pot for a long time or are just trying it for the first time or whatever, and they don't really understand that when you eat something, it's different than smoking something. You smoke marijuana, it instantly you get the effect. When you eat it, it takes about an hour or so to kick in. And so many people make the Maureen Dowd mistake. They take a bite, nothing happens, so they take another bigger bite. And, you know, an hour later, they get really high, which won't kill you, but it is unpleasant.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Conversationally of the day, section A of this hour and section B are over. Now section C, as the bottom of the hour is presenting itself and an opportunity for us to dig into some of the stories of the day. Us would be Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here. I don't expect we'll see or hear much of Richie because he's actually here in New York with me, but by
But not with you.
No stretch of my imagination. He's asleep somewhere in a hotel. I don't know what hotel he's in, but we're here for the Talkers Annual New York Convention for the day. A lot of folks who are involved in the yak business will be here presenting their yakking for your listening and dancing pleasure. Just people that are friends that like to get together to talk about
beauty. I hope no one yaks. Ugh.
No. Okay. The discussion on Sports Talk Radio, which has become more and more a part of this convention, focuses on teams from South America who have grabbed 25 out of a possible 30 points so far in the World Cup. So the cup is being shaken, not stirred. The Ivory Coast on Thursday, Colombia's players versus Ivory Coast. So what's the story? All of the. I was sitting last night in a bar in the hotel where I'm staying, having a bowl of soup, which was too hot, and I burned my mouth.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Good thing it still works. Ooh. Right. Phew, we dodged a bullet.
Woo-hoo! So I'm watching the coverage. I really, honestly, there are things, though, that we all have that we like and things that we don't like, or things that we're interested in and things we're not interested in. It's kind of like people ask me all the time, why don't I talk more about NASCAR? I don't know anything about NASCAR, and I'm honestly not interested in NASCAR, and somebody chastises me and says, well, there are other people listening to your program who are interested in NASCAR, so why don't you get some information?
Let me give you the little tip here. You may not know soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I may not know soccer. But Michael knows soccer. So ask Michael about soccer.
All right, Michael, what did you think of yesterday's action
in the America's Cup, not the America's Cup, the World Cup.
World Cup.
But the Uruguay-England game was good. That's really the only one I had time to watch.
How many games were there played yesterday?
Three.
Three games.
Rich's wife was going nuts on Facebook because Colombia won.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So she's not really a good American then because she's supporting...
She's from Colombia.
Colombia. So did the Americans... How did the Americans do?
We'll play Sunday.
Really? Against whom?
Portugal.
Yeah. How will we do?
I don't know.
We're doing okay so far, right?
1-0.
Yeah.
All right, so there are other sports stories that are sort of interesting. Again, the NASCAR stuff doesn't do anything for me because there's no human story. There's a story around the Redskins and all of that hoopla, and there's a story around Donald Sterling, who's taking shots at his wife's lawyer and apparently has accused them of having an affair.
Uh-oh.
And Donald Sterling
accusing
his wife.
This is a great story. You can't make this stuff up. This is the next... You know, soap operas were on the downturn. This will put them on the upswing, I tell you.
What I find... I mean, the Sterling thing is kind of meh. But what I really find pretty interesting and intriguing are the ups and downs, the pros and cons, the ins and outs of this Redskins fiasco, mm-hmm. whether or not the courts have the right through trademark and the U.S. trademark and appeals board ruled that the Redskins nickname is disparaging to Native Americans. And so they've said to Mr. Snyder, don't use this name anymore. Snyder says, here are five fingers, pick one. That's pretty much what Mr. Snyder has to say. And now, this is page, four or five of this week? On page five, we look at all of the Redskins sponsors, we being people who are in this business. Yeah, that's really what we think about. The advertisers who support the games on radio and television, mm-hmm. right? That's
right.
How these guys make a lot of money. I mean, make most of their money on television and radio rights. So the various and sundry sponsors are being asked by all the people who are provoking this. Well, are you going to keep sponsoring these games? What's horrible? How can you do that and have a conscience? Harris Teeter. You know who they are?
The store, right?
Grocery store chain. Mm-hmm.
Grocery store chain, yep. Primarily in the South, have taken a position supporting Mr. Snyder. Mr. Snyder has vowed to keep the Redskins nickname, and Harris Teeter says, yep, it's okay with us. FedEx, also a sponsor, tied to the Redskins. It owns the stadium, I think, doesn't it? Isn't it FedEx Stadium, Michael?
FedEx
playing?
Field. Yeah.
FedEx Field. So what do they say about this? They have been mum about it so far. Is this something that will create a situation where they feel like they got to change this now? Will people who are consumers of these various goods, will they say, we're not going to the games? We're not watching the games? Nah. The average person honestly doesn't care.
No.
Am I right or wrong on that?
I think you're right.
As a matter of fact, I find that there seem to be more people who care. Let's see here. Bank of America says it's heard really nothing. Sprint, nothing. Coca-Cola, nothing. They are not responding to requests for comments from these various groups. So why do you suppose that is? And one, again, wonders, I'm thinking about Sterling and the team. Remember the day after all this started, all the advertisers, especially on the radio side, said, we're not going to advertise anymore until he doesn't own the team. That lasted for about a week.
Right.
And then they were back in the fold. So are they as hypocritical as everybody else?
And is this just much ado about nothing, really?
I think it is, isn't it? But it's a soap opera. You're suggesting, Jennifer and Kenny, that this soap opera is what people are interested in following because it kind of gets your mind off of your own soap opera. Yes or no?
Yeah, no. It's interesting to watch it all unfold, but I don't think people care anymore. That's pretty sad because the Sterling stuff, at least, there's some stuff to care about there. The Redskins,
what's
to
care about with the Sterlings?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of implications for how things are run. I mean, the fact that he can say something, then the NBA can take it away from him because it's a private organization. There's a lot of implications with how you, as a business person, can do business down the road or, you know, the private versus public sector kind of discussion. So there is some important stuff there going on.
Yeah.
But with the Redskins...
Especially this
five
this
people
latest thing with the Redskins. It's all legalese. The trademark doesn't mean that they can't be the Redskins anymore. It's just a merchandising thing,
right? Mm-hmm.
And
could hurt their business.
It could, but this will get lost on appeal, and it'll go back anyway. And no matter which way this trademark issue goes, it doesn't mean that the team has to change its name. So for most people, this doesn't mean anything, and they don't care who owns the shirts they buy.
888-302-3684. Email to Jen or Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day. Here's Brian, who asks, why did these petitioners want the Redskins to lose their trademarks when it will just make it easier for more people to use that name?
Sell merchandise, right?
Right.
In fact, we should do it, Dougie. That could be our new money-making business here.
Exactly.
Good Day.
Right. We'll be the Good Day Redskins.
Yeah.
Todd says this.
I actually am right now. I got burned in Hawaii.
Did you really?
Ugh.
You have such
nasty
skin. Todd says this decision will not force Snyder to change the name of the team. He has stated repeatedly he will not. Ted says if all professional sports teams with Native American references in their names and logos change them, people would forget about the American Indian and their heritage. The logos and names ought to not be considered derogatory. They are respected. Gary writes, what other ethnicity or race of people would be acceptable as a mascot for a team? I don't think it's okay for Irish or other ethnic groups to be given a stereotypical depiction. There is no inherent dignity in the image of Native Americans that brings back the era when they were portrayed as ruthless savages. Also, the success of the sports organization has nothing to do with whether the team's name is racially insensitive or not. Okay, Kenny, you got anything?
No, it's a lot of the same stuff. Howard says there's never been a trademark as offensive as Redskins.
Really?
Alex says, if we had a problem with Redskins, why couldn't we have changed it 70 years ago? Why is it all of a sudden a problem?
Because it's all of a sudden a problem. 70 years ago, nobody cared.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are lawyers around who have a field day with stuff like this. And that's where it all starts. This is a lawyer-driven thing. It's all lawyers. It's all it is lawyers. Okay, remember the story of the California teenager who seemed to defy laws of nature by surviving the plane ride to Hawaii in the wheel well?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to find his mom in Ethiopia, but he ended up in Maui.
Right. He says he remembers, he was interviewed by a television station in California. He said he remembers seeing the ocean from 38,000 feet. Quote, it was above the clouds. I could see through the holes in the wheel well. He was hoping to see his mother in Ethiopia, as Jennifer suggested, but ended up in Maui instead. 15 years old, and he survived. 38,000 feet.
Still unbelievable.
Temperature 72 degrees below zero. The oxygen.
I mean, he essentially just froze and then defrosted.
But yet he says he saw these things when he was flying over the ocean.
Maybe he was hallucinating or dreaming. Do you think?
I think he's an idiot.
Well,
he's a kid, Ken. He's a kid. Come on. You didn't do stuff that was idiotic when you were a kid?
Okay, not gotten frozen in a wheel well of an airplane, but you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I did some things that I wasn't proud of.
Yeah.
All right, who's got the story?
Frozen in a wheel well on the way to Hawaii, trying to go to Ethiopia. Yeah.
Who's, well, he was halfway
better
there.
Better than flying in coach, though, probably.
Mm-hmm. He may have had more room.
Take my chances.
More leg room. So who's got the story of the cat from hell?
Oh, Dougie, do I have the story. So this cat is not just any cat. It's a 22-pound cat. That's a big, big kitty.
Meow.
Mine's like 9 pounds.
Meow.
Anyway, this cat attacked a baby and trapped a family in a bedroom in Portland, and I guess it's lashed out again, frightening its new owners with its violent nature and jeopardizing its chance of finding a permanent home. The couple who had taken in Lux, the cat,
mm-hmm,
whose violent tendencies have drawn nationwide notoriety, have given him up. This is according to the host of My Cat from Hell Jackson Galaxy, which airs on the Animal Planet channel. In an episode of the show that aired last week, Galaxy diagnosed the cat with feline hypertension disorder.
Oh, of course.
Or they could just have a crazy cat, which can cause unpredictability, and they prescribe medication to calm it.
Right.
But apparently, he went and scratched this baby's face. He prompted the father.
That's a dangerous cat.
To kick the cat. They barricaded themselves in the bedroom. He attacked a dog. The baby, good news, was not seriously injured, but the family did have to call 911 to have the police save them from the cat.
Great. Remember the old...
How does that call go down?
The
911, what's your emergency?
Cat! Oh my God, it's a cat! Meow, meow, meow!
The old cartoon series Felix the Cat.
I loved that. Felix the Cat. The
so maybe we should update it and call it Felux the Cat.
There you go, Felux.
Felux the
I
Cat.
I see what you did there.
Yes, thank you. Clever boy that I am.
You are really good. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we grow more maturely every day, things are happening to our bodies. Losing your hair prematurely does not need to be one of the things that happens as you mature. As you get older, you don't need to lose your hair, especially now with Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is the natural hair therapy that works because it cleanses the pores, allowing the hair that's growing under your scalp to come through again. What's happened over the years is you've used cheap shampoos and rinses and stuff, and the cream in there has gone into your pores and, like cement, closed off the opportunity for the hair to keep growing. So if it can't keep growing, there's no hair. Hair falls out, bingo, you don't have hair. So would you like to fix the problem? Of course you want to fix the problem. You call 800-525-8319 to fix the problem. As summer activities ratchet up, first day of summer is tomorrow, right? Summer starts tomorrow morning, East Coast time, I think 6-something or other. So let's present ourselves well for the summertime with a stronger, fuller, healthier head of hair. One phone call away from that, 800-525-8319 for Provia, the natural way to cleanse your scalp and allow the follicles to start growing again. Order it now. Dial 800-525-8319, and you'll get the new Provia Super Concentrate. Works faster. Just mention Doug Steffen, and a special surprise gift will come your way as well. So all kinds of good reasons, but the best reason is you get your hair back. It'll look thicker and fuller and much more wonderful. Natural way that works, or your money back, 800-525-8319.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like Quick Click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Terminix and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention remind you to protect yourself and your family from mosquito bites. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water, so mosquito-proof your yard. Fix leaky faucets and regularly empty standing water from containers like flower pots, buckets, kiddie pools, pet water dishes, and bird baths. To keep mosquitoes outside, install or repair screens on windows and doors. For more tips, visit Terminix.com or cdc.gov/West Nile.
Right now, during Guitar Center store-wide savings event, every single new guitar, keyboard, and acoustic drum set is on sale. Exclusives from brands like Gibson, Fender, Martin, Pearl, Kama, Yamaha, and Korg. Live sound here from JBL, QSC, and Mackie. Now through Sunday, you'll find deals like Biodynamic headphones that were $229, now just $129. At least 15% off all acoustic drum sets, plus over $2 million in clearance guitars priced below our cost. Guitar Center store-wide savings event, now through Sunday.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
How many people are watching NASA as they plan to grab an asteroid with this big giant claw? Have you seen a picture of this thing?
No.
They're trying to. They have the new asteroid project. They've developed a machine that will go out to space and grab an asteroid, put it in a giant inflatable bag, and park it on the moon.
Huh.
What's that for cool?
Tricky.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now, 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler in the fold, and you with your interests, and I know a lot of you are interested in technology. Tech Talk time with Shelley Palmer, back today after a couple of days on hiatus or lost somewhere. I think he got lost in the mail, didn't he, Kenny?
Shelley, I think so. Yeah. Or,
does he use the mail?
He's our tech guy. He can't use mail.
He uses the email.
Email, yes. All right, so if you are an Amazon Prime member, there's a new feature that you get with your subscription. Shelley Palmer will have details on this. Amazon all over the place in technology news this week for lots of good reasons. So let's get the latest. We'll find out what's happening in just a moment here on Good Day.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is.
Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome. Massive responses.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Your Amazon Prime subscription just got even more bang for its buck. Amazon recently launched its music streaming service, Prime Music. Prime Music includes access to more than 1 million songs, as well as playlists based around artists, genres, moods, and activities. Prime Music also lets you create your own playlists and save tracks to listen offline. Amazon was already a major digital music player with Amazon MP3 and its cloud music storage, but Prime Music is Amazon's first attempt at a music subscription service. The service pales in comparison to Spotify and its more than 25 million tracks, but a rivalry was never the point. Amazon says it launched Prime Music to give the annual Prime membership more value, which offers free two-day shipping, the Amazon Instant Video Library, and the Amazon Kindle Lending Library for $99 a year. If you don't pay for Prime, you can try out Prime Music for 30 days free. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn how.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code. And that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Introducing Orbitz Rewards. It's the only way to earn and redeem rewards instantly. And the only thing better than earning and redeeming instant travel rewards? Earning and redeeming even more instant travel rewards. When you join Orbitz Rewards now, use the promo code GOGOGO for an extra 15% off eligible hotels. Instant rewards you can pile on top of more instant rewards. That's what we call happy. Sign up now at Orbitz.com/rewards to get instant vacation gratification.
That woman sounds like she's in high school.
Maybe she is.
So, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
So, General Electric, big company, they have a credit arm, which is usually where businesses go when they can't get money from regular banks. GE Capital, the way of funding for a lot of family and small businesses. When the banks say no, GE Capital says yes. And so it's interesting to note that this is the day when the largest federal credit card settlement in history has been ordered. General Electric Capital has a retail financial business arm. They're going to pay $225 million in relief to consumers harmed by discriminatory practices and deceptive marketing that they have engaged in. So they tell you they're going to loan you money, and they put you through the ringer, but then they don't loan you the money based on things that are considered unacceptable by the government. And the reason for the problem here is because Hispanic consumers were they've been found guilty. So the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department came after them, and they said, okay, we got 638,000 complaints that people asked for credit cards or for loans, and you wouldn't give it to them. And they say it's because of their last name being Hispanic. What do you say about that? And they said, huh? So they have to give money back to 108,000 Hispanic consumers. That's good music choice for this story, Michael. You're really right on it. Isn't this cool? Very good. Thank you. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.